Спасибо.
Thank you, Chair. Ladies and gentlemen, Russia is happy to note that in August, at the meeting of experts on a number of current issues relating to implementation of our convention, significant progress was made. In particular, that relates to our initiative on the use within the framework of this convention of mobile biomedical units. Russia and Great Britain have submitted two working papers at that meeting, and in fact, they were considered very constructively and in an extremely professional manner at the highest possible level. It was confirmed that mobile biomedical units are a good prospect for the future, and they are required in terms of strengthening the BWC. Particular significance is borne by that fact in the context of the creation of a valid mechanism for the implementation of Article 7, assistance and protection from biological weapons. For this meeting, again, Russia and Great Britain have prepared a joint document. This is on emergency response. We would therefore invite you to consider this idea and to work further on the idea of developing further these mobile biomedical units. Introduction of this document and discussion of it will take place on Thursday, the 6th of December, from 1:00 P.M. to 3:00 P.M. here, but in room 24. We would invite all of you to come to that and to participate actively. In August, there were also a number of other useful ideas that were expressed. Now, I don't have much time, so now I will draw attention just to the working document from Cuba. This is on institutional strengthening of the convention, and that's something that's extremely important. We agree with our Cuban colleagues that all of us need to be very prudent indeed in seeking to continue to preserve the legacy from the negotiating body that existed in the past on developing a legally binding protocol on strengthening the convention. I'm referring to the ad hoc group of states parties. We support the idea of, within the intersessional period, conducting targeted work on a renewed review of all of the outcomes from that ad hoc group. This would be done in order to consider the possibility of updating and actively using those outcomes. Those at least that could continue to enjoy broad-based support from states. There's something else that's extremely important, and that is the Chinese initiative on developing, within the framework of our convention, a single export control mechanism. This would be developed on a transparent, clearly understood basis that would be equal for all member states. Chair, our convention is a universal international treaty. The significance of this for ensuring international security is something that cannot be called into question. Russia steadfastly supports the crafting of a negotiating process within the framework of this convention in order to improve its implementation. Our position is one to which an absolute majority of states rally. We therefore believe that it is not appropriate to have any attempts at creating any kind of parallel mechanisms that would circumvent our convention. Particular concern is caused by the situation where some such attempts are made, not as the result of even an elementary negotiating process among states, but are simply put forward as the product of some kind of hidden bureaucratic activity in principle, saying, "Look, we'll decide, we've already decided everything for you, and you just have to be guided by what we've decided." At international level, that is simply not the way things are done. In that context, we would like once again to draw attention to the fact that for us, as for many other states, there are serious questions about the biological section of the disarmament agenda that was submitted in May by the UN Secretary-General. We cannot allow the international processes on disarmament to be fragmented, and we cannot allow any attempt to be undertaken to undermine the work done by states within the framework of our convention by any kind of alternative, unaccountable, bureaucratic measures that would not, in fact, involve state activities. In conclusion, just a couple of words on financial issues. One of the challenges that we face is that of ensuring financial stability for the intercessional work. The main problem here relates to the arrears of states' parties in paying contributions and also to the fact that we do not have a regular amount of money in our funds. Unless we have that, it's not possible to guarantee the success of our work. The Russian Federation intends to work very positively with you in order to achieve positive results at this forum, and we are willing to cooperate fruitfully with all of you.